Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
What you talking about, witches? We've got another play-along game show for you with catchphrases from TV and movies. Can we do that? And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Hey, welcome, witches. It is another beautiful show here today on Witchy Wednesday with my witches. Ooh. Lisa Brown, the bad witch.
Hi.
Daryl Brown, the man witch.
Two ends. That's right.
And I am Shelley Majors, your good witch. You have reached Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast. If you were looking for a massage parlor, not it. Nope.
Not happening today.
Nope. You're on a podcast. So we're going to talk about stuff today, but those of you who listen a lot, you're going to be very excited because it's another game show, and it's a game show we've never done before. And I think everybody's kind of sharpening their skills, honing their talents, and getting smarter with our dumbass show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's just getting stupid.
Well, they're kind of like, okay, we get good information, and at least once a month, we get a good tummy chuckle, or because they play a game. And,
yes.
You know, most our fans, I hear a lot of times, they're like, you know, we love your show, but God, we love when you play a game because they love to play along with us.
Exactly. It's very interactive. And in fact, we make up expressions like tummy check.
Yeah.
That's my new favorite word for it yet.
It's a new thing I'm trying to get out. You know, did you get a tummy chuck?
I did.
Yeah.
I just was like,
you know, it's cool. Yeah. It's, you know, it's
belly
cool to make
up. Belly laugh is so 2024.
Yeah, belly laugh.
We are tummy checking over
here. What we were saying today, what kind of words, you know, drive you crazy that people say. Mine is now tummy chuck.
Tummy chuck.
Yay,
yeah,
man.
Good for you.
Tummy chuck.
On our last show, if you guys listened to Knocking on Heaven's Door about departed celebrities, I was just listening to it on the way over here. And I did a couple of faux pas.
Oh?
Yeah, that weren't funny at all.
Oh.
But we were talking about Randy Rhoads, how he exploded in that plane crash.
Oh, how he died. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, yeah, they were just on the verge of getting really, and I thought you were going to say, getting really famous, but then I said blowing up, and I did not. It was not cool.
No. Oh man, no. Well,
he was on the verge of blowing up, and then he really blew up.
So, blowing up like as a big celebrity?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm new.
They're blowing up.
Oh yeah,
and it actually blew up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so don't come for us, Randy Rhoads fans.
Exactly. I was trying to be. Just agreeing with Daryl, and I ended up being an insensitive ass.
But oh, well, there's that.
Welcome to my world.
So before we get to the game show portion of this, we're going to be talking and doing some impersonations of people and stuff like that. But before we do, we're talking about, like, sayings, stuff that was really, really popular, TV personality sayings.
Catchphrases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, well, either all of us or none of us have that, like, what's she talking about, Willis?
Exactly.
Is that
number
one? Yeah, you know, everybody did that.
Right, that's
what well, it's in
I
our age
do.
Group.
Well, there's
yeah,
that.
You raise an eyebrow and be like, seriously.
Right, so that's going to be part of the game. But before that, we're going to talk about sayings that are going on, like, now that we don't like. Like, do you have anything that drives you crazy?
My good friend Shelley here the other day, she wrote one.
Everything Shelley says.
And, no, it was funny because she says something about, like, I'm doing it right, meow. Well, I have a grown friend of mine. He's a grown man. He's a big biker guy, a big burly biker guy, big beard and everything. Everything is, what are you doing right, meow? And I'm like, dude, not a good look for you, bro. You know, let's lay off the meow talk here, you know, save it for kids.
Sensitive. Okay, well, I feel so seen.
Yeah, we're putting you out there. I've only ever seen you or heard you say that once.
I texted a lot.
She texted a lot, yeah.
I texted a lot. Yeah, what are you doing right now? Okay, great. Yeah. Not doing it. Now that I say it out loud, it does sound a little.
You're like, what am I doing? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was being colorful.
So no. I guess I'm in the, like, I'm too old for this shit, but, like, and probably our parents hated it when we said stuff, but the things that bother me now are stuff that kids say now.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, see, and I can't even use it in context because I don't get it.
Okay.
But give me a fact. Tell me just a random fact.
Okay. George Washington chopped down a cherry tree.
Bet.
Oh, that's dumb.
Oh, I don't like that one.
Yeah. I don't like it either.
But because that takes me back to the one, once again, my friend Shelley here. Everything used to be that tracks. When she was working at Blake Street, all those young kids she was around, everything was that tracks. I'm like, that tracks.
And now it's turned into that's fair.
Daryl has that. That's fair.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that one drives me crazy. The other day we were at the bank and we go up, we're making just a deposit and stuff. And they're like, you know, this gal, she wasn't even really paying attention to what we were saying to her. And I said, yeah, I said, we're just here to deposit some money. She goes, that's fair.
It's not correct.
Why? What is fair about it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I like it. I suppose when I think its original use was for if somebody is criticizing you and they're right. Yeah.
It doesn't.
I do say that all the time. That's fair.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
now
there
it's
you
fair.
Go. Yeah.
And the other one that all the kids are saying now is, and again, I don't really know how to say it in a sentence, but. I was walking down the street and I high key like totally loved the way the sun looked.
Oh, that high key thing is just kind of extraneous.
I guess high key or low key, and then that was low key totally awful.
Well, and then everything's a vibe.
You gotta quit.
It's just like getting the mail is not a vibe.
That's a vibe. It's a
chore. Getting the mail.
it's a hat. It's
that
a happening.
That hat is a vibe. It's a hat.
These kids these days, man.
It's an accessory.
Right. Yeah.
My least favorite one of all times is It Is What It Is. And I remember the first time that I heard it, and it was really appropriate the time that I heard it. And I know that it basically means there's nothing we can do about it. Let's just accept it. We can't change it. But I'm like, that's the dumbest expression because it doesn't say anything. And it makes me crazy. And then another one that is excusing of bad behavior, and it excuses all kinds of bad behavior, and I hate it, is, that's just how I roll. Hey, I shit my pants. What do you do?
That's just how I roll.
I don't need to go poop in the toilet. That's how you
that's
roll.
That's my thing.
That's
fair. That's totally fair.
That's fair. Or instead of you're welcome, everybody under 30, it'll say, of course. They open the door for you. Something. Oh, thank you.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
I'm not entitled to have you
open
the door.
Slam the door in my face. I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh.
I think I do that.
No, you don't.
I don't say, of course.
You don't.
No,
I don't know where it came from. I think I text it. Because I have a lot of people, like, when they buy stuff from me, they're like, thank you so much again, this. And I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me if you do that. Okay. We're not picking on each other here. This is a safe space. That's another one, though.
Ding,
this
ding, ding.
Karen's is, they changed the narrative. It's the story. It's the whatever. The narrative. They're just throwing in extra syllables.
Oh, goodness.
That's too many. It makes you too fancy.
Yeah.
Lisa reminded me of one that me and John used to say when we were younger all the time.
I'm excited.
We used to always say, that guy's a nine ball.
What does that mean?
But just off color, just, whatever.
Dumb.
And so I was like, yeah, we did. We see everybody we knew was a nine ball.
You're
but
a nine
ball. Nowadays, I'm finding in my older age, my favorite thing, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, where I'm driving, even at the damn grocery store, male, female, nothing, you're a douchebag.
You're just a douchebag.
I can't take it.
I say whack job, too.
Oh, whack job. Yeah, well, that's kind of a nine ball. He's a double whack job.
Right.
Brian's saying for when, especially when we do something stupid ourselves, he goes, "Oh, I just had a dumbass attack."
Oh yeah,
I like that too.
I like dumbass.
Yeah, dipshit.
What was? Oh, that's going to be on this show, but never mind.
Okay,
I'll save it for the show.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you? Well, you guys see me drunk more than I see me drunk.
Uh-huh.
If that makes sense. But like, if I get to the point where I'm worried that I might be repetitive or too lovey or crying or whatever, you know, when I tip over the edge and I start apologizing, I'm like, I'm sorry, I've got the goofies. I'm sorry.
I got the tummy chucks going on here.
That's my new favorite.
See, it's going to catch on.
I'm
going to get you guys going with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Brian's win. He was trying to explain something to me. You know how people, everybody said, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying. And his was, you feel me? And it was also his drunk tell. I knew that he'd had one too many when he's like, you feel me? And I'm like, yeah, because you're being literal. You're a very literal man. I get you. But no, he stopped doing it because I called him out on it. And I kind of miss it.
So he goes like this. Yeah.
Yeah. He takes it back. You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me? I like that.
Oh my gosh.
These are a bunch of good cliches, I'd say.
Anything you guys think that you oversay?
Oh, I've been doing a lot of that. I say six and one, half dozen of the other all the time.
Oh, do you?
On the show, I say well done because I think you guys are hilarious.
Oh, thank
I say,
you.
I love it. Well done.
Do you have to go in that octave when you do
that? Yeah, that's in her text. It was like,
Oh, it hurts. Yeah. It just hurts your ears, like even text.
It's like she's right in the room, I tell you, but it's always, all good.
In all my texts, is like if somebody says something or they're like, I go, faux show.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
But you that's like that. Just like a
you guys kind of back you guys kind of both throw that towards each other.
40-year-old version.
Yes. Faux show.
Yeah.
I think that everybody, maybe this is an our age thing, overuses this one. It seems like an unnecessary finalization of something, but at the end of the day, what does it really matter? At the end of the day, dog's gonna dog. It is what it is.
Right.
At the end of the day, what are you
it's
gonna do?
It's gonna happen.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there's that. Well, I think that that's...
That's a good way to... At the end of the day, that's a good way to stop this segment.
Yeah, that's how we wrap up the intro.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
We'll be back with our game show and the meat.
All right.
Of course.
Hi guys, welcome back to Good Witch, Bad Witch. We are doing a game today that's called, the game that we're doing today is what it's called. This is how it works. We are going to do an impression of somebody famous doing a tagline or their
catchphrase.
Their catchphrase, yeah.
Which is also the name of the game we just made up.
Yes, yeah, catchphrase. That's what I said.
Yes.
And, I think that there is a game called Catchphrase.
I think you're right.
This is called Catchphrase GWBW
Edition.
With a Z, so we don't get
Catchphrase
sued. So we don't get sued.
Perfect. And
cease and desist, Good Witch, Bad Witch.
You get 1 point for guessing who the character is, and another point for what show and or movie it
Love
came
it.
From. I guess it wouldn't be and. It would just be or movie it came from.
Okay.
You understand that?
Gotcha. Sure. Yes.
We are just going to shout out and then decide who wins.
Okay.
Okay.
We're so high tech.
This is very high tech, and we thought about this a long time before we started. Mm-hmm.
It's too structured.
Yes, it is. So Shelly's going to start, and you go.
By the power of Grayskull, I have the power.
It is... He-Man.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. From
He-Man.
He-Man.
Yes.
I get 2 points.
Yep.
Okay. Daryl.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's Taxi.
Oh.
And it's Latka.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
Oh, my God. You guys
good
are letting
one.
Me win, aren't
I
you?
Almost said well done. It's not good. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Oh, and if we stump you,
yeah.
Then we get a point.
Of course.
Okay. Hey, hey, hey.
Dwayne from...
What's happening?
One and one.
All right, I was... I got the yeah.
Perfect.
Dynamite.
I have that.
That's okay.
But it's...
Okay. it's
good times.
Okay, we can call it a wash.
Washington.
Sure, yeah. Or we can wash them if we both have them, whatever you want.
I
win.
One.
You won one.
You get
okay.
one, I get one.
Okay.
I'll take the one.
All right.
Okay, Daryl.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
That was a great voice. Barry White.
Is that Shaft?
No.
That would have been a great song for Shaft.
Yeah.
I never saw Shaft.
What is it?
You don't do you, I, you don't
stumped
know?
Us.
Okay. It's the Beretta.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Beretta.
Oh, I'm a little out of your league. I'm a little old.
No, that guy was an actual, like a true criminal.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
Mine is. You have to see my face.
Okay.
This is why you pay for Patreon, people.
Yeah.
So you can see my face.
Okay. Stella.
Can you milk me, Fokker?
Oh, that's from the Fokkers.
Robert De Niro?
Robert.
Well, that's.
Dad Fokker. Father Fokker.
Fokker.
It wasn't. From the Fokkers.
Meet the Fokkers.
There's no Fokkers.
Who the Fokker are you?
Is it Robert De Niro as the actor?
Yes, but I have his character name. Okay. Although you can, yeah, that's good enough.
Wait, who would know that? No, I want to play. Okay. We've got time.
Yeah.
Say it again, please.
You have to see the face.
Okay. I'm looking at your face.
Can you milk me, fuck?
But it's not from the movie? The
Fuckers? It's from the movie. That's not the name of it.
Fuck.
Fucker.
Meet the Family?
Nope.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if he said that in The Godfather? Oh my God, I don't know.
You're going to be sleeping with the fishes, you fucker. What the hell, Lisa?
No idea.
I'm kind of stumped.
So I'm giving Shelley a point for Robert De Niro.
Okay.
And it was Meet the Parents.
Oh,
I was. What did I say? Meet the Fuckers. Meet the Fuckers.
That was a sequel.
That was a sequel.
Oh, okay, man.
You guys are giving me ideas for new ones that aren't even on the list.
We're damn it.
All day.
Okay, go, Sean.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Am I a clown? Do I amuse you?
Goodfellas.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Joe Pesci.
Good. Yes.
Damn it.
Yes. I can't remember his character's name, though. But yeah, Joe Pesci counts.
Character's name
a jerk.
A little short Italian.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
With a terrifying temper. Yeah.
He shoots him in the foot.
Oh, Spider.
Yeah. Spider Rico. Uh-huh. Who loves you, baby?
Elvis?
No.
Rodney Dangerfield?
No.
No.
Who loves you, baby? He said it all the time, but he had a...
Telly Savalas.
Yes.
And he was Columbo.
No, he was Kojak.
Kojak.
Same thing.
Kojak, one in one.
Same thing. Columbo Kojak. One guy just wears a trench coat and walks around town smoking a cigar. Okay.
Okay. To the moon, Alice.
Ooh, Honeymooners.
Yeah.
Cranston.
Yes, Ralph. Yeah. He gets them both, but I just want to play. Yeah. Great. Okay. Cut it out.
That was Joey from Full House.
I love that guy because he did it in an action.
Cut it out.
Yes, that was bad. I loved it. Those two little short girls.
Uh-huh.
The twins, even.
Yeah.
That's what I call my twins.
The two little short girls. Whenever I have twins and they're girls, I call them two little short girls.
So good. All right. Next.
Daryl.
Okay, I'm looking. I was going to try and stump you with one.
Oh.
But here's another one. Hey, hey, hey.
Fat Albert.
Well, we used half a point.
We used the double half. Hey, yeah. Hey, hey.
We skip one.
Right on.
Yep. Good one. Hi, hi, hi. That's where I wear my Jive turkey hat.
Yep, I know.
This is not a visual medium.
Okay.
But if it was, you would go like this. Paint me like one of your French girls.
That's from Titanic? The Titanic. Rose.
Yes.
One and one.
Fantastic.
God, best movie ever.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
This is an unfair advantage to females that were born in the 70s.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
That's a purple pie maker or porcupine. Is that the Smurfs?
No, strawberry shortcake.
Damn it!
So give yourself one. It was a purple pie maker.
That one really isn't going to be my go-to. You know, even though I had daughters.
Strawberry shortcake isn't your go-to.
Even though I had four daughters, I don't think I watched an episode of that. So, yeah.
You don't need to see it when you can smell it.
You know what I say to that?
What?
Good grief.
Charlie Brown. Peanuts. Charlie Brown.
Chuck Brown.
You get it, Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay. Do you have more?
I do.
Let's do it.
Oh, I got a whole.
Let's do it.
Yabba dabba doo.
Fred Flintstone. Flintstones.
Okay.
You
can have it.
I'll give you each one. Okay. Because
I'm the...
Okay, we'll just take it. We're not going to argue today.
Because I'm still in the lead.
Oh. Boy, okay.
Okay, Shelley.
Oh, it's me?
Uh-huh.
You can't handle the truth.
That's A Few Good Men.
Uh-huh.
And it was Tom Cruise.
No, it's Jack Nicklaus.
Yep.
Damn it!
Well, Jack Nicklaus is a golfer, but
Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus. He said, we can't handle this putter.
We all know what you're saying.
Yeah, you got me. You feeling me now?
You feel me?
Right.
It's lemonade and iced tea together. That's an Arnold Palmer.
I just watched this one this morning. Nip it!
Do it again.
Nip it! Tony Ange, nip it!
You're giving me the tummy chug.
Why are you yelling?
I love it.
Because he would always do that.
Nip it! I don't know.
Really?
You stumped us.
You stumped her.
It's Don Knotts playing What's his name? Barney Fife.
Oh, nice.
On Andy Griffith's show.
Because nobody watches that because
it's a great show.
It's a wholesome show. And then right after it comes on Mary, the Little House on the Prairie. Mary, House on the Prairie.
So
that's
good.
A good rap song I'm trying to come
da,
down
da,
with.
Da, da, da. It'd be better
okay,
than
this
what's
is happening. My last one.
Why?
Okay, Daryl and I will have a face-off then.
Yeah, right.
No, we can all play. That's fine.
All right. All right, all right, all right.
Oh, Hazed and Confused. Dazed and Confused.
Hazed
and whoever Matthew McConaughey plays. That's a pet hat.
I'm so hazed and confused.
That's the name of a beer.
I just put Matthew McConaughey.
That works.
But yeah.
That works. I'll take it. Okay. Yeah. That's the ticket.
That is John Lovitz from Saturday Night.
Yes. What was his character? What was it?
Yeah, my wife,
the liar.
Fairchild.
That's
the
right.
Ticket?
And she even came on one time and he was all flustered. Yeah.
He was mad because that wasn't really his wife.
Yeah.
She called him out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I like doing the characters. This is a lot of fun, but yeah. I know nothing.
Oh, Schultz from Sergeant Heroes.
Yes, very good. Sergeant Heroes.
Sergeant Pepper's Heroes.
Yes.
You're just doing all these because you know I hate those ones.
That's the point.
What is it? What is the... It's that... that
Hogan's Heroes?
No, oh. the channel you watch.
Oh, it's the oldies.
I know, but I hate
it. Is it FUBU? Roku?
Yeah, it's on FUBU. It's on FUBU. It has a... Yeah, yeah, it's got the all
but
the old...
it's the name of a certain channel. It's like all old things.
I love that.
Well, then you guys should get
married. Maybe I will.
Okay.
Oh,
I got a couple. Yeah, I got some. Lisa, you better stick in the game.
Okay. Yeah, she can still play. Okay, how about on that vein, making copies.
That's Rob Schneider from Saturday Night Live as well.
Yes.
Look at the pencil sharpener. Sharpen the pencils.
These are boogers.
It was okay. So dumb.
Yeah.
When I seen that, when I said, that's hot.
That was Paris Hilton.
Yep.
And from that show that she did, the Paris Hilton show.
Oh, Farmers, Small Town, Big Town, Big Dummies, Small Brains, Big Boobs.
Meet the Fockers.
No. Yes. Farm Town.
Farmville.
You're going to be really upset. The Simple Life.
The Simple Life.
Yes, it's all good.
All right. All right.
I'm going to go with my Stumper over here.
Okay, Stumper.
Oh, okay, wait.
Well,
I got
Shells.
I got you. Okay. We're going to get them new boys.
Osco P. Train.
Yes.
The
yes.
Nip it with
nip it.
I think I might have peed a little.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Well, lucky.
It ain't a good show until Lisa pees.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
This much I was sinking. Okay.
And that's the way it is.
Ooh, we just talked about this. Ira Glass?
No.
The other one. Paul. Peter Paul. Mary. Oh, he did the stories on NPR.
Well,
ish?
He's in the same, you're in the same area.
It was a radio host.
Yeah, he was a TV or a news host.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Walter Cronkite. Oh. He signed off on CBS.
Oh, what was the one we did when we did the DJ show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Paul Harvey.
Yes, Paul Harvey.
Great guy.
And Mary.
Yeah. Okay. With great power comes great responsibility.
My mom?
I have no idea.
That's Uncle Ben to Spider-Man.
Oh, wow. You know, Uncle Ben to add good rice with that, my friend.
If we stop right now, we're all completely tied.
Oh, dude.
Come on, let us play.
Let us play.
Okay.
Because this one's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you believe in miracles?
Harvey Milk.
Sister Act?
No. It's one of the biggest moments in U.S. sports history.
Miracle on Ice. I made my voice go like this.
Mickey Mouse.
Kurt Russell.
Okay.
Okay.
It was actually Al
Michaels. It was a catchphrase.
It was Al Michaels calling the game, but yeah.
All right.
Okay, you guys got to pay attention here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you some gimmies. I'm going to give you some thinkers.
All right.
All right, but we'll still keep going back and forth.
Okay.
Wax on, wax off.
That's
old. The Mr. Miyagi.
Yep.
Yikes, watch that pencil.
Okay, what you got, Daryl?
Okay, this one is the one that it's followed me and haunted me my whole life. Well, little.
Newhart.
Yes, I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl.
Unfair advantage. I will concede to the enemy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Lisa, I'm surprised you didn't have this. How you doing?
Joey from Friends.
Nice.
Tie.
Total tie.
Yep.
Yeah, and that was synchronicity. Okay, what you got, Daryl?
You rang.
Oh, it, cousin it? Or the guy from the Adam's Family?
Yes. The Adam's Family. It's
hair guy. No, the big guy. Lurch.
Lurch.
Yes, there you go.
Hair guy. Big guy.
Okay. Yapple Dapple.
Yapple Dapple?
That's
a is that about the Snapple?
No, that's like a
pre-Snapple.
Yapple Dapple.
No, it's
you got it.
Like Captain Caveman, but it wasn't that.
Yes.
It's the other one.
Yes.
It's the
Is it the cat?
If nope. I do the Captain Caveman impression, can I have the point?
Yes.
Captain Caveman!
Same show, Saturday morning, whatever, live action, and it was a genie. Yapple Dapple.
Okay.
With the Apple Dapple,
uh-huh.
I've got a question for you. Is that your final answer?
Ooh, Jeopardy. Alex Trebek.
No, it is not.
Oh, no shit. You're right, because he doesn't do the final answer. What's the game show?
Regis Philbin. And it's the show.
Trivia, How to Be a Millionaire.
Yep.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Yes.
Also that. Well, these guys are trying really hard not to talk.
Right.
You're getting them, aren't you?
we have some guests looking at us today, guys. Yes. And our patrons are going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
How do you have guests when we've been it's a marketing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're our friends.
Yeah.
And
they
it's
are friends.
Your fucking business.
Actually, one's one of our earlier
former
people that have been on our show. So, we bring people back. Just you don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Mind Joe's. Yeah. Mind Joe's.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Ooh, got one.
You got two.
Come to join you, Elizabeth.
Sanford and Son. Elizabeth.
Yes.
And Fred Red Sanford. Fox.
Perfect. Both things.
I said Fred. Fred. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Are we done?
No, wait. I've got
I got a few more.
I've
got one for you, Lisa.
Okay. Good.
This one Shelley might get, because I think she watched this show, actually. She didn't watch very much TV, but holy crap.
That's just my life. I don't know what that means.
Holy crap.
That is that like Red from that 70s show?
No, but he is a cranky old man.
Well, the guy
and I met obviously. His wife in Vegas.
Oh! Leave it to Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was Frankenstein.
Yeah, his name was Frank on the show. Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
perfect. I'll just give myself one.
okay. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Bullwinkle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Bullwinkle and Rocky.
I went kind of cartoony.
Okay, I like it.
Oh, for Lisa. Are you still going, Daryl?
Yeah, I got one more after this. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I am the danger.
I am the danger.
Rodney Dangerfield?
I am the danger.
I'm going to get a stumping point.
You are.
Breaking Bad, Walter White.
Oh, love the white man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was awesome.
Racist.
Okay.
We love all colors here on the show.
Yes, that's right. Okay. This guy's one of my favorite guys, okay? Here it is. The moment of Zen.
Oh. Is at the end of the Daily Show.
Yes, it is.
And, but they had so many good hosts. Jon Stewart.
Yes, my favorite. Ah. Okay.
Let's end with that. That was nice.
All right.
Yeah. Especially since you went one above me. Damn it.
I've got another one if you want to make it a tiebreaker.
Yeah, let's tie it.
Okay.
Where am I sitting?
You are way behind.
Still try.
I will. Still no, try. I'm in. I'm in
okay,
it to win it.
You can't see with the earphone, but I'm touching my ear.
Carol Burnett.
No.
Oh. No, it's way better. Like, it's deeper. Showtime Synergy.
God bless you.
Jem, she's truly outrageous. Truly, truly, truly outrageous. That's what she says, Showtime Synergy. When they go up against the Misfits, don't you guys ever watch cartoons?
I only like the Misfits part. We are the Misfits. We think the songs are better.
Okay.
We watch. We have the Yabba Dabba Dooga in there, so I can...
We should end it on yours.
Okay.
Yeah, go. Daryl, you have one more?
Oh, eat my shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Bart Simpsons.
Yep. Okay, give yourself one.
Okay. Right.
Let's just say...
That we all did a good job.
It was really close.
It was really close. Of course.
Yeah. And Shelley still won.
Thanks.
Nice. That was fun.
Yay.
Was it a runaway? Would you say I ran away with it?
One by one.
I ran away with it by one.
You ran away with 1 point in your pocket.
There can only be one. Highlander.
Whatever.
All right.
Okay, that was lots of fun. We will be back with our Witch Wow.
All right.
It's time for the Wow. Your witches are doing it now. We'll talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the Wow.
Alrighty, guys, we are back with the Wow. I hope you're liking the new song. It's kind of fitting in. It saves me from having to use my pipes, you know, to try and figure out a song every week.
Thank goodness. I used to have to try and come in,
you know, so I've moved on to bigger and better things. But
Wait, stop. We have a GoFundMe. Save Daryl's pipes.
Oh, yeah. Just go to GoFundMe.com.
Yeah, pipes. Pay the piper.
Carry on.
Okay, guys. So this week, I've got animals.
You've got music.
I've got music. Yeah, you've got
dumb criminals.
Dumb criminals, and Shells has animals. So, why don't you set us off there?
Okay. So, dumb criminals. I started out looking, and I found this article about Aletha Sumpner. She was a worker at Whataburger, and she used the customers' credit cards to pay her own court fines. Is that the one that you had? That's hilarious. Okay, so that made me start. That's all I wrote down, because then I was going to tell a little story about something that happened to me about a dumb criminal.
I love
these. Because it reminded me of myself. Not that I was the criminal, but I was the one who got duped. So probably at least 20 years ago, maybe even longer, because I don't even know if Daryl and I were married, I had a girl call me at the salon, and she said that she wanted to get a full set of nails, asked if her uncle could pay for
said full set.
Okay. And he's going to write a check. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. The girl comes in. She works at the IHOP down the street from the salon, walks in her uniform with her name tag on.
Easily identifiable.
Yeah. She weighed about 33 pounds and soaking wet. And once we got to, I think her name was Holly. Once we got to talking, she went to high school with Shelley's first ex-husband.
Oh, sure.
And stuff. So we talked about him, so on and so forth, had this long conversation, yada, yada, yada. She paid me with her uncle's check and then left. I then deposited the check and the check bounced. So I call the uncle, leave a message and say, hey, I just wanted to let you know your niece Holly came in and she wrote a check. Well, you had wrote the check, but for her nails, it bounced. I'm going to need you to pay me for that, plus the bounce check charges, blah, 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 this and that. Here's my number, so on and so forth. The guy calls me back and he's like, so I don't know what you're talking about, but my checkbook was stolen.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, and I have, he goes, where did you say you work? I'm like, I own Legend Studio in Old Town, Nevada. He's like, yeah, I'm sending the police over there right now because you stole my checkbook.
Nope.
And I'm like, why would I call you if I stole your checkbook? I'm not that stupid.
Let's be adults here. I stole your checkbook. You don't have enough funds.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay me for the checkbook I stole. And I said, why would I call you? And he said, well, maybe because you wanted money. And I'm like, okay, this is the dumbest. I said, send the police over and I know exactly who stole it.
Yeah,
and where she works. Yeah.
I know where she went to high school.
Right.
I know her last name. And I could actually get my friend Rocky to verify all this because they went to high school together. And so they came. Now, this is where it gets a little bit weird. They had found the checkbook that apparently she wrote me the check and then tossed the checkbook. Somebody found it in like a garbage can.
Okay.
Every check was written to me.
Oh, she was practicing.
She was practicing my name and his name.
Oh, wow.
So it looked like I had wrote myself $100,000.
Oh.
A lot of work to go through to get your nails did.
So she didn't tip me. I'm not kidding you. This is no bullshit. I'm like, if I'm going to steal somebody's money, I'm going to tip like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm a very generous tipper with other people's money.
Me too. Yes.
You've done such a good job here.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Write you out another check.
Anyways, so I gave my report. They were like, and the guy, it was funny because the guy goes, oh my God. He goes, I knew I lost my checkbook at either Mark's, the restaurant that was in...
Yeah, the Italian restaurant back in the day.
The night before, or IHOP the morning of.
Oh.
And he goes, so that makes more sense. So they, I guess I got
off the radar. So you were off the hook and everything.
Yeah, I was off the hook.
Cheetos never prosper.
Right. I never knew what happened until about, I'm going to say at least a year, maybe 2 years later, I got a compensation check from the Adams County Courts.
Oh.
And stuff for the exact amount.
With no tip.
It had no tip. But it was for the exact amount of what she owed me. And so it was like her compensation to pay me back.
Oh, so yeah, she probably got picked up. Yeah. Okay. That's so cool, though.
Yeah.
What a dummy. What a great story. Well told.
Thank you.
Well told.
Oh, well told. Yay. So that's my dumb criminal.
Perfect.
Two of them.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
I love it. And I'm going to go next because Daryl can't follow that shit up.
No.
That was really good. I can't follow that shit up.
Well, but
I'm going to let it peter out.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Please do. Thank you.
Oh, sure. How do you guys know what a tapir is?
Pardon?
I'm going to say it's some kind of animal.
Yeah, it is, because that's my jam this week. I don't even know if that's how you say it. I think it's a tapir. Large herbivorous mammals belonging to the family, who cares? They're similar in shape to a pig, short little nose trunk, and they're in the jungle and shit. Anyway, they are so damn cute, and they weigh between 300 to 800 pounds.
Whoa.
They look like...
Between 300 to 800?
Yeah, it's a, you know,
well,
it could be like having their period or whatever.
They tip the scale different areas,
exactly.
You know.
But they look kind of like an elephant, rhino, anteater, and they're so, so, so cute, and I know that Daryl likes his...
My rhinos.
So I just wanted to give you guys a little picture of how stinking cute they are. Look at this guy.
Where did he come from?
Jungles. Oh. Like African stuff. Look. And they got like little cricket teeth, like Linus.
Those little guys.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, I'm going to snort up your ants. Not really.
They actually have, I think they had or had one of those down at the aquarium for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
that's cool.
Let's
those are cool. Yeah,
we just don't spend enough time on tapirs.
Right.
I know we don't.
I don't think so. This Taper Awareness Month.
Perfect.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Now you know. Nice.
What is your specific and relevant music situation?
Mine is music, but it's a little bit of music, kind of like Donny and Marie Osmond used to be, a little rock and roll, a little country. Today, mine's a little music and a little bit of animal. So mine is old Mr. Alice Cooper. You know, he's always got snakes on stage with him.
Yeah.
But he uses multiple snakes on tour to accommodate to their varied feeding schedules. So he doesn't know when one snake, you know, was good last night or what, you know, who's going to want to be on stage tonight because of their feeding differences.
That's smart. You don't want a hungry one around your neck.
He's used like red-tailed boas. He's named them. He's got one that was named Elizabeth, named after a town of Elizabeth in Indiana, and Detroit, named after a city in Detroit, of course. But the one I thought was funny, he also owned snakes named Lady Macbeth, Count Strangula, Julius Sneezer.
Awesome.
Oh, no, sorry. Julius Squeezer.
Even better.
Yeah. Yes. Julius Squeezer. I'm sorry.
But sneezing.
This was the one that they kind of got me. Damn Yvonne. She escaped down the toilet and survived on sewer rats.
Wow.
How do they know?
They found her later, I guess.
I think they found her, but...
Okay, here's my question. Does he...
It didn't say it wasn't so concise. No, just kidding.
Does he... You should do more research. Does he own the snakes, or does he have a snake handler?
I think he's got... I think what they do, like I said, you know, there's a lot of people that rent pets out.
Yeah.
Remember, we've seen that show that people, they rent pets out. I think that's one thing he does, because there's a lot of pet handlers and stuff, so he probably has people on staff.
I would rather think of them on tour with him, and like they have a little air conditioning thing.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably have a pretty good life, you know. But Count Strangula.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I'd like to meet her. Yeah, or him. Yeah, him for that matter. But that was my little
almost a snake sexist.
A half and half thing going on there.
Find out if a snake is a boy or a girl.
You
would flip him over.
Tap the wiener.
Thank you, everybody, again, for listening to another show, Good Witch, Bad Witch. Please join our Patreon for as little as $5 a month. You can get extra content. You can play games with us. You can
We might even invite you to the studio.
Yeah. You, these guys paid a fortune.
Yeah, it was crazy.
A small fortune.
Yeah.
So
many things that you can do if you're a Patreon member.
Guys, what do we do today? We played a game.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for some of those games to come sailing our way if you've got some games, people. And like I said, this summer we will be hosting a game. We promise this summer we are hosting a game here at the
studio.
At the Brown Palace. Yes.
Yeah. The Brown Palace. I love that. Yeah, it goes all around Brown Town. So check us out. We got the Good Witch, Bad Witch Facebook podcast group. That's really fun. You can tell us what you think. Be gentle. And you know our website, goodwitch-badwitch.com. You can find us on Apple, on Spotify. Rate and review us. It actually means something to us, and it helps us get more listeners, which helps us make more money to make more shows, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
No.
Well, for fuck's sake, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
Oh, no! Must be the season of